Soon you'll be alone. Sorry that you have to lose me.
Too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll pick you up and down out of bed.
This is Jim Sklavunis of The Vanity Set, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Saturday, August 13th. Tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM, including at 10 a.m. It's time to play the game, Which Crime Is It? As former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was searched by the FBI this week. At 10:30 a.m., Joshua Fried is live from Brooklyn, remixing New York City radio frequencies in a half-hour dance party on Hudson Valley Radio. At 11 a.m., it's time for the Making Wave show from New Adventures in Sound Art in Canada. At 3 p.m., we tune in the Radio Art Hour, and three artists are featured this week: Rachel Rosenthal, Sheila Davy Sumner, and the British artist Scanner. 7 p.m., we tune in All Things Cage from Laura Kuhn, the executive director of the John Cage Trust. And Sadie Wood's Gridlock Sound Lab is on at 8 p.m. at 90.7 FM, WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM in Columbia counties.
And the world's all right with me. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson. And I'm joined every week by young people from around the area who love books and love to talk about them. And this week, they were not available to join me on the radio, so it's just me today. But in honor of the Sankofa Black Arts and Cultural Festival happening this weekend, I wanted to highlight some books by Black authors who I love that write for young readers and share a few of my favorite books by them. We're also going to hear from a couple young people who recorded what they love about the library, and we'll hear some music too. But to get started, I will talk about one of my favorite authors for middle grade readers. And they also write for other ages. They have picture books, they have middle grade books, they have teen books, and they have books for adults too. And I've read their work across all of the ages, and they're just one of my absolute favorite authors of all times. And that's Jacqueline Woodson, who wrote many amazing books: Locomotion, Peace Locomotion, Brown Girl Dreaming, Harbor Me, Before the Ever After, picture books like Each Kindness, The Other Side, The Day You Begin, adult books, Another Brooklyn, Red at the Bone. But one of my absolute favorites by Jacqueline Woodson is a book that I read many years ago called After Tupac and Dee Foster, which is a great book for tweens and teens, and I'll read the description for that book. Dee Foster showed up a few months before Tupac got shot that first time and left us the summer before he died. The day Dee Foster enters Nika and her best friend's lives, the world opens up for them. Dee comes from a world vastly different from their safe Queens neighborhood, and through her, the girls see another side of life that includes loss, foster families, and an amount of freedom that makes the girls envious. Although all of them are crazy about Tupac Shakur's rap music, Dee is the one who truly understands the place where he's coming from, and through knowing Dee, Tupac's lyrics become more personal for all of them. The girls are 13 when Dee's mom swoops in to reclaim Dee, and as magically as she appeared, she now disappears from their lives. Tupac is gone too, after another shooting, this time fatal. As the narrator looks back, she sees lives suspended in time and realizes that even all too brief connections can touch deeply. So that's After Tupac and Dee Foster by Jacqueline Woodson. And I just really loved this book. It had really great character development, sense of place, sense of time. It really explores that transitional time in sort of the young teens where people are transitioning from being kids to young adults. And it's also nice seeing the impact of Tupac Shakur in his last years of life on young people. And the friendship that's formed between these three young women over this contained period of time is just really beautiful and sweet. And I could really relate to it with young people that I've worked to throughout my life. I saw characters that felt very real and recognizable and relatable. So I'm highly suggesting this one, After Tupac and Dee Foster by Jacqueline Woodson. Hope you'll check it out.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. Say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac cares if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need me. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and our game from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the
run with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. I'm trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to be legit and still pay your rent. And in the end it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains it pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. And even though you're fed up, you got to be your head. Babies on their own. I know it's kind of rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall and come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why his daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because it's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking fierce. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, your daddy hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving bins, I'm still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, it seems they'll never let up.
Hi, my name's Aaliyah, and I am 6 years old. I like the library because it's a fun place to read books, and you get to do a lot of stuff in it. You can go there with your family, and you can meet new friends in the library. When you're at the library, you can read lots of books, and you can find any book. There are lots of Dog Man books, which are my favorite books of all. When I go to the library, I read them, and that's why I like the library.
Welcome back, and this is Emily, director of the Hudson Area Library. I'm talking about some of my favorite Black authors in honor of this weekend's Sankofa Black Arts and Cultural Festival. I started off with Jacqueline Woodson, and now I'm moving on to Jason Reynolds, who is a very popular author for kids, tweens, and teens. And he's written a lot of different books that I've loved, some in verse. He wrote Long Way Down, All-American Boys, Ghost, and the rest of the track series, which each focuses on a member of a track team. Look Both Ways, Ain't Burned, All the Bright, The Boy in the Black Suit, As Brave as You, When I Was the Greatest. He wrote a novel about Miles Morales, Spider-Man. And the one that I wanted to highlight today is one of his more recent titles, Stunt Boy in the Meantime, which was illustrated by Raoul III, who's also fabulous. And the illustrations are great. But I also enjoyed this book as an audio recording where it has a cast doing the whole audio performance of this book, and it's excellent. So I would encourage people to listen and also to check out the pictures while you're at it. But here is the description for that book. Portico Reeves's superpower is making sure all the other superheroes, like his parents and two best friends, stay super. And safe. Super safe. And he does this all in secret. No one in his civilian life knows he's actually Stunt Boy. But his regular Portico identity is pretty cool, too. He lives in the biggest house on the block, maybe in the whole city, which basically makes it a castle. His mom calls where they live an apartment building, but a building with 50 doors just in the hallways is definitely a castle. And behind those 50 doors live a bunch of different people who Stunt Boy saves all the time. In fact, he's the only reason the cat, new name every day, has 9 lives. All this is swell, except for Portico's other secret, his not-so-super secret. His parents are fighting all the time. They're trying to hide it by repeatedly telling Portico to go check on a neighbor in the meantime. But Portico knows meantime means his parents are heading into the meantime, which means they're about to get into it. And, well, Portico's superhero responsibility is to save them, too, as soon as he figures out how. Only all these secrets give Portico the worry wiggles, the frets, which his mom calls anxiety. Plus, like all superheroes, Portico has an arch-nemesis who is determined to prove that there is nothing super about Portico at all. This is a great middle-grade novel. It's got a lot of pictures, and they're super fun. And for the audio recording, there's lots of cool sound effects, and it's very exciting and funny and sort of in-your-face, like lots of stuff happening all the time. But it also has serious notes. So I think kids will be able to relate to it in a way where they don't have to take things too seriously. Like, it doesn't have to be a book about anxiety or about family struggles that's just dark and grim, but there's also like upbeat moments and funny moments and fun moments, just like life. So I think a lot of kids will be able to relate to this, and even if they can't, it's a really fun book and really touching book and just really great, and I hope everyone will read it.
À ceux qui n'en ont pas, à ceux qui n'en ont pas, Rosa, Rosa, quand on fout le bordel, tu nettoies. Et toi, Albert, quand on trinque, tu ramasses les verres. Céline, Bater, toi tu te prends des vestes au vestiaire. Arlette, arrête. Toi la fête, tu la passes aux toilettes. Et si on célébrait ceux qui ne célèbrent pas? Pour une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Quoi les bonnes manières? Pourquoi je ferais semblant? De toute façon, elle est payée pour le faire. Tu te prends pour ma mère? Dans une heure je reviens, que ce soit propre, qu'on puisse y manger par terre. 3 heures que j'attends. Franchement, il est fabrique ou quoi? Heureusement que c'est que de verre. Appelle-moi ton responsable et fais vite, elle pourrait se finir comme ça, ta carrière. Oui, célébrons ceux qui ne célèbrent pas. Encore une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Ceux qui ne célèbrent pas. Encore une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Pilote d'avion ou infirmière, chauffeur de camion, hôtesse de l'air, boulanger ou marin pêcheur, un verre aux champions des pires horaires, aux jeunes parents bercés par les pleurs, aux insomniaques de profession, et tous ceux qui souffrent de peine de cœur, qui n'ont pas le cœur aux célébrations. Qui n'ont pas le cœur aux célébrations.
Hi, I'm Jada. I live in Hudson. I like the Hudson Area Library because the staff are very nice and friendly. There are also a lot of events going on at the library, like book and bake sales, and there was also an anime contest that we had recently that was thought up by the HALTAC, the Advisory Council for Teens and Tweens. They also recently had a cooking class that I joined, and it was really fun, and I picked up my ingredients at the library, and then I do the classes, and I think it's really nice that the library hosts stuff like that. I'm also on a radio show at the library, and there was also a video making workshop that I did, and I did some animation, and I made a lot of new friends, and I laughed a lot, and it was really fun. My main reason of coming here is because it's books. Of course, it's a library. And I really like the wide selection of books, and they have computers and all sorts of stuff. They also recently did a mural painting thing where they painted the computer room in the back, and I got to be a part of that, and it was really fun. It looks really cool now, and I just really appreciate the library for being here. And if I had to choose between this library and any other one to go to, I would choose this one. I really like the Hudson Area Library, and I hope that it stays running for as long as I live, or maybe even longer, because I know a bunch of people that love to read.
I know a lot of people who love to read, too, and I also hope the library stays around forever and ever, much longer than me and my love of reading. But going back to today's highlight on Black authors that I hope you will check out in honor of this weekend's Sankofa Black Arts and Cultural Festival, I wanted to highlight Kaysen Callender, who is a great author who writes books for, I would say so far it's been tweens, teens, and adults. I don't know if they have any plans for younger readers, but I'd say most of their books are geared towards those ages. They have books like Hurricane Child, and This is Kind of an Epic Love Story. Their adult books are Queen of the Conquered and King of the Rising. They have one new book that just came out that I haven't had a chance to read yet called Moonflower, and they have another book coming out in September called Lark and Kasim Start a Revolution. And they have Felix Ever After, which I talked about on the show recently. But my favorite book so far by Kaysen Callender is King and the Dragonflies. And here is the description. 12-year-old Kingston James is sure his brother Khalid has turned into a dragonfly. When Khalid unexpectedly passed away, he shed what was his first skin for another to live down by the bayou in their small Louisiana town. Khalid still visits in dreams, and King must keep these secrets to himself as he watches grief transform his family. It would be easier if King could talk with his best friend Sandy Sanders, but just days before he died, Khalid told King to end their friendship after overhearing a secret about Sandy that he thinks he might be gay. You don't want anyone to think you're gay too, do you? But when Sandy goes missing, sparking a town-wide search, and King finds his former best friend hiding in a tent in his backyard, he agrees to help Sandy escape from his abusive father, and the two begin an adventure as they build their own private paradise down by the bayou and among the dragonflies. As King's friendship with Sandy is reignited, he's forced to confront questions about himself and the reality of his brother's death. This is such a beautiful book. I know it got a lot of different awards and nominations for awards and was really embraced by the literary community. And, you know, it was all well-deserved praise. It's a beautiful sense of place, character. The feelings that come out of this book are really beautiful. And I think it is a very special and unique book, and I hope people will check it out. So those are the author highlights for this week. There are countless other authors and illustrators that we could highlight, but I just chose three for today because that's the time that we have. Before we go, I just want to make sure everybody knows about this weekend's Hudson Sankofa Black Arts and Cultural Festival and Parade. August 12th from 5 to 8:30, there's an open drum ceremony and a community open mic with Low Key. On Saturday, August 13th, from 2 to 9 p.m., there's Family Day and Parade. So the parade should run from 2 to 3 down Warren Street, and then at 3 o'clock down by the river is where Family Day starts. There'll be all sorts of different activities. And August 14th, Sunday, from 2 to 7:30 is Family Theater and Sunset Service. This event is organized by Operation Unite New York, and supported by all sorts of different organizations, PS21, Hudson Hall, Bindlestiff Family Circus, Spark of Hudson, the City of Hudson, of course. The Hudson Area Library and Hudson Little Free Libraries will be giving away free books at the event for young readers, so be sure to find us there on Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. And we also have some other activities that we've taken part with in partnership with Operation Unite, PS21, and Jamal Jackson Dance Company. We've been hosting them this week for a dance and drum workshop here at the library. This is organized by PS21. And we've been running our Summer Hack the Library program with Tanya Jackson and Operation Unite students who are involved in this workshop, and they've put together some photo and video essays about their summer. So you can check out those works at the waterfront. We hope to see you there. We hope you have a wonderful weekend with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading!